From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Blau.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Las Vegas, the cash is still flying, but the economic downturn is taking a toll. Gambling revenues are down, something that rarely happens in Vegas. In a moment, we'll ask why.
First, though, if you drive down the Vegas Strip, you'll see the opposite of a downturn. A massive building project is underway, said to be the most expensive privately funded construction project in North American history. It's called City Center, and its estimated cost, more than $8 billion. As NPR's Ted Robbins reports, City Center could help change the character of the Vegas Strip from carnival to urban metropolis.
Architecturally, nothing fits together on the Las Vegas Strip. An Egyptian pyramid is across the street from a medieval castle. The Eiffel Tower is down the block from the canals of Venice. So when the MGM Mirage Corporation approached eight of the world's leading architects,
they all said, no thanks, we don't do Vegas.
MGM Mirage Vice President Gordon Absher.
And we had to explain to them, we don't want them to do Vegas. We want them to do what they do in Las Vegas.
The company wanted a cluster of world-class buildings on a 76-acre plot of land. Some wining and dining ensued. This is Las Vegas. And the eight architects were on board. Among them, Cesar Pelli, who built the Petronas Towers in Kuala Lumpur. Daniel Libeskind, who designed the master plan to rebuild the World Trade Center site. And Lord Norman Foster, who built the Millennium Bridge in London. 12,000 construction workers are now building their designs. Cranes pass each other in midair. Lines of trucks carry material in and out of the site. Gordon Absher says when it's finished at the end of next year, City Center will have everything for anyone with money.
So is it a resort?
Yes.
Is it a residential area?
Yes.
Is it a business and retail center?
Yes. Don't think Las Vegas Strip. Think Soho. Think downtown Tokyo.
Except a project this audacious could not get built in Soho or Tokyo. You couldn't find 76 acres, and it'd probably take a decade to get government approval.
I would have to say that Las Vegas, Clark County, is a place where things can get done.
Tony Dennis heads the City Center Residential Division. 3,000 apartments and condos are being built, priced from $500,000 to $12 million. He says half have already sold. We walk through room mock-ups and building models in a sales pavilion across the street from the construction site.
We're in Vier Towers, which is two condominium towers leaning at about 5 degrees in opposing directions, designed by Helmut Jahn of Chicago.
There are four other high-rise complexes, oval, V-shaped, two curved, including a hotel casino. Below it all, a jumble of interlocking plates make up the roof of a shopping and entertainment complex, and $40 million in public art. The feel is contemporary, adult, and upscale. Very upscale. Let's face it, City Center is for the rich.
Keep in mind that our customers are so wealthy and so experienced that they don't really need this. It's not a, you know, primary need in Maslow's hierarchy of needs. It's like off the charts.
City Center has already recouped more than half its $8 billion cost by pre-selling the residential units and by selling a 50% share of the project to Dubai World, the investment arm of the Dubai government. Bill Lerner is a gaming industry analyst for Deutsche Bank, which, full disclosure, holds stock in MGM Mirage. He says the mix of elements in City Center continues the trend in the Strip's ever-changing economy, where these days less than half of the income comes from gambling.
A larger percentage of the resort revenue mix is now non-gaming, you know, things like hotel, retail, restaurants, entertainment.
Much like the trend of top chefs opening restaurants where $1.99 prime rib buffets used to rule, Lerner says City Center moves the Strip from neon kitsch to steel sophistication.
You know, Vegas has moved from grind joints to themed resorts that were family-friendly to boutique-y, sort of sexy type of resorts that have some elements for the family that are downplayed.
City Center is not for the folks who come here mainly to see spectacle, exploding volcanoes and dancing waters. The question is whether critics and the public will consider it enough of a success to be a world-class urban icon, or just Las Vegas's art and architecture theme park. Ted Robbins, NPR News.